Pope has urged having fewer children if you cannot bring them up properly. We need at some point to have a limited number of people, which is why Pope Francis and his three most recent predecessors have always argued that you should not have more children than you can bring up properly. A panelist at a Vatican-run workshop on how to save the natural world. You know, it's interesting that the Pope is urging people to have fewer children. You know, it's population control. That's what the New World Order is all about. You know, the Georgia Guidestones in Elberton, Georgia, have the Ten Commandments for the New World Order. Commandment number one is maintain humanity under 500 million. Now, there are over 7 billion people on the planet right now, but they want to maintain humanity under 500 million. Half a billion. So, over 6.5 billion people have to die in order for them to have what they want. They want population control. They want less people on the planet. Here's Bill Gates talking about reducing the human population. And one of the methods that he proposes using is vaccines. He admits vaccines are used for human depopulation. Check it out.
Average about 5 tons for everyone on the planet. And somehow we have to make changes that will bring that down to zero. It's been constantly going up. It's only various economic changes that have even flattened it at all. So we have to go from rapidly rising to falling and falling all the way to zero. This equation has 4 factors, a little bit of multiplication. So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero. And that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. Now that's back from high school algebra. But let's take a look. First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
So Bill Gates admits that he wants to lower the population of the Earth. He wants the human population to drop. And one of the methods that he wants to use, as he stated here, is vaccines. You know, it's interesting that Bill Gates is pushing this. The Pope is pushing this. It's the first Ten Commandment of the New World Order, according to the Georgia Guidestones. And it's interesting that it's exactly opposite of what the Bible says. The very first chapter of the Bible, Genesis 1, "And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." So it's interesting that these people want to reduce the population of the earth, when the God tells us to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moves on the earth. But it seems that they want these animals to have dominion over us. You know, they're worshiping nature, but God tells us that the earth is made for us. He wants us to fill it up and have dominion over the animals. That's what he says. So let me know what you think about this in the comments below. And be sure to hit that subscribe button and stay tuned for more videos. Thanks for watching.